You may be seated. We bless Almighty Yahweh for His goodness. Amen. And all of His kindness and His mercies that He grant unto us. For His mercies endureth forever. And for that I'm very grateful for that. For the mercies of Almighty Yahweh. I bless Him. And I thank Him in His wonderful name. For there is no other name like that precious name of Yahweh. It's a beautiful name. For in that name is the power of the Father. For only in that name do you find the Father. So Messiah knew the Father. And so He extolled us to reverence the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thine name. Amen. And there is no other name that carries the connotation of Kadosh but the name of Yahweh. Amen. It is not in the name of Jesus, Lord or God. It is in that name and that name alone. Amen. Your brother said to me, you know, Pastor, I was in the tabernacle on Sabbath praying by the time you said that Yahweh gave you that word. And my prayer was, I want a word that will cut and severely wound me, Father, that I may know my sins. Amen. And I thought of the power of the word of Yahweh. It's powerful. Amen. It's quick. Yes. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. Now this generation doesn't want that. Amen. They want something that they can placate with. Just play with. Amen. They don't want anything to cut. They don't want anything to tear and to rip that flesh, that despicable mass of filthy dirt. We don't want that. We want something that we can have a little comfort. Our flesh can relish in its sins and its corruption. He always says you're not going into the kingdom with that spirit. I will say to you all, I'm very comfortable with what He is doing with me. Not because of an emotion or feeling. You may be comfortable because of an emotion or feeling. I base mine strictly upon the truth and what He commands us to do. I base it on that. Not how I feel. Not what I've learned, but what Scripture says. And I base it upon that. And that is the only thing you can base it upon. It is what truth says. If it's not written, if it's not revealed, that is not His truth. For His truth was revealed. Paul said, what is truth? And Messiah said, I am. Yahweh revealed unto you is truth. What is more profound than that? Tell me. Nothing. This mighty Creator revealed Himself in a humble body. Truth. Truth. Zeus can't do that. Apollos can't do that. But Yahweh did that. I'm not going to speak very long, but I want to open your understanding unto a simple word. I want to reveal as the Spirit of Yahweh instructs me. I want to speak on the word command or commandment. I'm not concerned about the commandments here, but I will speak of the commandments that Messiah commanded the apostles. Everything He commanded, they were based upon this. But I will show you what Scripture says, as the words came out of His mouth, that He gave specific commands. Now, when one gives a command, can we break them? You think that there's a great reward because we obey His commandments? It isn't. We're still unprofitable unto Him. That's what Scripture says. And I will show you that in Scripture as well. And so He gives us commands. They're not the commands of man, but they're the commands of Yahweh. And so there are specific commands that Messiah commanded the apostles and the people to obey. The commands are unto us as well. Now, if they are not the commands and you don't obey them, then you have not the love of Yahweh. You don't even know Him. And you don't love him, and there is no pure desire in your heart for him. I don't care who it is. Your granny, your great granny, your mama and papa, it makes no difference at all. Your sister, your brother, it makes no difference at all. I don't base my emotions on what things that cause me to feel comfortable. I base it on what Scripture says. And if it's not based upon Scripture, it's a lie. It is your own deceitful heart that has deceived you and lied to you to make you think you're good or right. And you're not. You have to do what Scripture says. The Scripture says, I want to start here in John, Johanna, John 15 and 13. Now, if you do not concur with this, you can say, I don't. I would think, for your expedience, it would be best to leave. Now, if you concur with this and you don't obey it, then you disobey the Father. And there's nothing like obedience. When he commands us, it is a directive, an authoritative directive. And whatever he commands us to do, it is his power of dominion to influence that in a man's heart. So he doesn't give us commands that we can say, I don't want to do that, or it's not right. So if Messiah, we're talking about Messiah, Yahshua, we're going to look at the commands that he gave unto us. Just what he said. Not what Yahweh said, but they are one. He did nothing but what the Father told him to do. And in that name, you must understand, it is the loving kindness of the Father. For that name represents the power of the Father. And that is the truth. The Scripture says in John chapter 15, verse 13, it says this now. Greater love hath no man than this. That this is a profound love. No greater love than this that a man can possess. That a man will lay down his life for his friend. Now we all believe we are friends of Messiah, huh? We're not a friend unless we do what he tells us. No greater love than this that a man will lay down his life for a friend. He says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friend. And then he says, ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Do you hear that? Now I want you to retain that one in the word command. He commanded them. Now that is the condition of your friendship with him. If you do not do what he tells you, you're not his friend. Well, Pastor Roberts, I feel good about my salvation. It doesn't mean a nickel's worth of hog fats. He said, ye are my friends if ye do what I tell you. If you obey my commands, you walk in the power of my commands. And when I walk to the power of his commands, there's liberty. He's free. He's not bound by flesh, traditions. He's not bound by those things. I'm not bound by those things. What men say doesn't bind me. Not at all. And it doesn't trouble me one bit at all. Not at all. But what he says trouble me if I don't do it. What he says trouble me if I don't obey it. So you are not even his friends unless you do what he commands you to do. Now I want to show us all commandments that he gives us. And if you disobey one of them, you're not a friend. You are a liar and a pervert. Look at who you are. All right? And that's the truth. He said, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Verse 15, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his master doeth. But I call you friends. And that's why he called them friends. Why? For all things that I've heard of who? Of who? My Father. He indicates where he has heard these things from. I have made what? Known unto who? His friends. So all things that the Father speaks unto the Son, he has made known to his friends. For he intends for his friends to do what he commanded them to do. We have read Scripture in error. We have read them because of traditions and the way we have learned them. It is not a complex thing. Because many are not filled with this anointing. That's a profound message. I'm going to preach that you always will on the Shabbat. Unless he changes a different direction. We're going to find out if we truly have what we think we got.
He says, I have heard these things of my Father. I have made known unto you. He said, I want to tell you something. Ye have not chosen me. We have not chosen him, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth what? Fruit. Obedience, righteousness, love. This trash that you call love, it doesn't mean a nickel's worth of hog's fats. And that's the truth. He said that you should bring forth fruit. And that your fruit should now remain. Amen. It should stay. Yes. It should be kept and preserved. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father now. Yes. Why? In my name. Why you ask of the Father in his name? Because he came in the Father's name. And because the Father knows that name, and you believe that he has come in that name of the Father, and the Son is of the Father, for he is from the Father, so he said, you ask the Father in my name. In my name, he may give it you. He will grant that thing unto you because you have asked, you have received this truth, you know that I've not lied unto you. You know I've come in the Father's name, not in Jesus, not in Jesus, not in Lord, not in God, but I came in the name of Yahweh, Yah. I came in that name. And he said, these things now, these things have I commanded you. He said, I've commanded you to do what? That you love one another. So don't tell me you have that free liberty or there's a liberty there just to love. He commands us to love one another. He said, I've commanded you now. He did not say love the world. He said, I commanded you to love one another. Now this is a vile generation. I love my son. No, that's not what he said. Those men had no physical relationship one unto another. They were begotten of the Son. He says, well, I command you that you love one another. You love, was he talking to the world when he was talking to the apostles? He was talking to his called out, chosen, elect. To this day, he is not talking to the world. He is still talking to his very elect. And they were the very elect. And he talked to them that I command you to love one another. Now, if your way, Messiah commanded us, did not he say, I command you? He said, I commanded you. You believe that? That he had the authority to command and command us to do things. I believe that too. I trust that. I believe he did just that. Commanded them to love one another as he commands us today to love one another. I command you to do that. And that is authoritative power to command. It is not some of the mushy stuff that we have thought to be the power of Yahweh. That's not his power. So he said, I command you all to love one another. Not love some. He said, love one another. That you love the saints. I command you to do that. Why would he have to command us to do that? Because it's really not in the hearts of men to do that. They have a love of hypocrisy. Dissimulation. It is a false thing. It is not the true or the real deal. It's false. It's a cunning, deceiving thing that they actually believe is love. And it's not love. It's an emotion that is based upon something that they call a feeling. What is a feeling? Tell me. Oh, we have senses. I touch, I see, I smell, I feel of that touch. What is that? It is so corrupt, so vile, and so wicked. We can touch an unclean thing and we don't sense the uncleanliness. There's a magazine, I don't know why I get that magazine, it's called Blenders. And when I get that thing, I'm going to call them and tell them, look, don't send me this trash. It is such a filthy thing. I said to my wife, when they look at this, it is such an eerie, vile thing and a spirit upon that thing. And every time when it comes through me, when I touch it, there's a filthiness that I sense. And the first thing I do, I throw it in the fire. And I wash my hands of that filth. It's an unclean thing. And so things have become so commonplace with us. We can touch anything. We can feel anything. And it doesn't trouble us one bit at all. And he told us, touch not the unclean things of this wicked vow, what are the unclean things? That's a good word, isn't it? So he said, I command you to love one another. Did he lie? He didn't lie then. You agree with that? You concur with that? All right then. Well, Pastor Robert, you're trying to set us up. Yeah, I'm trying to show us what we don't know. Because we don't take enough time with him. And when you don't take enough time with him, you're not going to learn of him. Take my yoke upon you and learn. That's what he said, didn't he? He wants us to learn of him. We've learned every kind of wicked thing there is. Every kind of trashy, vile thing there is. You learn how to curse, to lie, cheat, steal, rob, revile. But you haven't learned how to pray, to love, to be sincere. Now I want to draw back to the 13th verse of John, Johanna, 13th chapter. And I want to look at verse 33. Messiah said, Johanna, John 13, verse 33. He said, little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, wherever I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, you cannot come. It's not at this moment you can't go where I'm going. First of all, you're not ready. First of all, you're not prepared for it. Secondly, you cannot endure it. And thirdly, it is just not your time for that mission. You're not ready for that. He says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Did he mean what he said? He meant what he said, didn't he? He said, I want you to love one another. I want there to be a sincere heart toward one another. Not this trash, this filthiness that you call love. It is not the pure command of Yahweh. It is a Negro love. It is a white man's love. It is not the pure love of Yahweh. It's not based upon truth. It's based upon feeling. It's based upon lies. Your evil heart. Your deceitful mind. Your lying ways. That's not love. He said, I want you to love one another. This is a commandment I command you to do, that ye love one another. He said, now when you do this, that you love one another, not, he said, you love one another. He said, by this shall some men know.
Oh.
Who?
Oh.
Why then all men don't know?
Amen.
By then all men shall know that ye are my disciplined ones, disciples. Oh. Then why don't they know? Because we have not walked in that commandment. He said, by this will all men, not some men.
Amen.
He said, all men. Do you think he did not know the meaning of words? He created all languages.
Amen.
He said, by this will all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have what? Love one to another. He said, they will know. Now this is the commandment. I command you to do this. Love one another.
Amen.
I command you to love one another, to be at peace, to be kind, to be gentle, one to another, that your heart be sincere one to another, that there be no respect in love, and it is simply the pure love of Yahweh. Is my sin any different than your sins? My sins are just like yours. It separates me from the Father. It causes my mind to drift towards things that are natural and carnal. When there is sin in your heart and your spirit, your mind will mind earthly and sensual things. And the more you mind those things, you will know that your heart is full of depravity and sin and wickedness. That's why your mind can't be put on the things that are above. He told us to set our affections on things that are above, and not on things that are in the earth. And so if your mind is always a natural kind of mind, or natural thing, you ought to know you have no love for him.
Amen.
If your mind is on natural, carnal things, there's no love for him. If your conversation is always carnal, no love for him. For a man, a person talks about the things that they love. And if you love him, you talk about him. And when you don't love him, you don't talk about him. When you talk about trash and gossip him because you love, that's the spirit that rules, that's the spirit that animates you. And every man, the spirit is what animates his life. And so that's why you talk about those trash things, because you don't have the love of Yahweh in you. Why? Because you have not kept his commandments. Don't tell me you love Jesus. You're flat out liar. Because if you did, he would be there in the morning, in the evening. These hypocrites, they don't even know that person. I know Yahweh, because his truth reveals unto me his personality, his character, who he is. And he opens my mind to scriptures all the time. He does. He awakened me this morning about 3 o'clock, and there was a particular scripture. And I couldn't wait till I got up and I got to the scriptures. And I began to search it. I wanted to preach that tonight, but I'll preach it some other time. It's a good words. I got a lot of messages over there I probably never preach, because I must speak what thus saith Yahweh. I believe the truth. So he commands us to love one another. He write a new commandment unto us, that we can understand the commandment, that we love one another. Now, do you believe that? Do you believe he has the authority to command? To command us to do those kinds of things? You think we can turn our hearts against them? All right. I believe that too. No, I'm setting you up, that's for sure. I am doing that. The scripture says this. The scripture says in Luke chapter 18, verse 40. Luke 18:40. I'm not going to read it as it reads in that text you have. All right? It says, and Yahshua, Luke 18:40. And Yahshua stood. He stood up. And what?
Amen.
Commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Now he commanded the man to come, didn't he?
Amen.
And he came unto him. So he said, well, what would you have me to do for thee? And he said, Yahshua, that I might receive my sight. And Yahshua said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee. Well, why did his faith save thee? Because the scripture said he commanded him. And he came and he stood before him. You see, the things he commands us to do, we find them to be irritable. We don't like what he commands us to do. We don't like that he commands us to love one another. To be kindly affectionate one unto the other. We don't like those things. So he commanded the man to come. In the power of that command, the man, his faith was brought alive. Because he did not speak like the other religious leaders. He did not speak like the scribes or the Pharisees. He said, I command you to come and stand here. And the man knew that there was hope in that command. There is where the power is in the command. When you're in the military, they command you. Because in that discipline of the military and receiving those commands, it gives you the strength and the power to obey and to receive that instruction of those that are your leaders. Now this is a vow generation. Now you will command your own self. You will tell yourself to sin, to do what you want to. But you will not receive his command. So he said, he commanded the man. Do you believe that? When he commanded him to receive his sight? I believe that too. And I believe it's the truth. He receives his sight. 1 Corinthians 7:10. 1 Corinthians 7:10. I want to read this as well. 1 Corinthians 7:10. Look at what scripture says. Paul, Saul, he said, and unto the married I command. You hear that? He say, I command, yet not I, but who? But Yahshua. I know what he says in that text. He says, not my command, but his Messiah. He said, let not the wife depart from her husband. That is just the command of Messiah. He said, I command you wives not to depart from your husbands. What a command. The women today, they disregard that. Now that's the command. He said, now I command you. It's not me, but it's from Messiah, Yahshua. He said, let not a wife depart from her husband, but if she depart, let her remain unmarried. or be reconciled to her husband, and let the husband put away, let the husband not put away the wife. Now the strength of what I'm dealing with is command. He said that he commands the wife, don't leave your husband. I command you. Now if you read that chapter on down, it talks about if it be pleasing, unmarried or unsaved one, you deal with him. If it's peace there. That's what scripture says. But he was talking to the saintly daughters of Zion. He said, I command you. Yahshua speaks unto me to command you. Don't do those things. And he is not going to take that back for you, me, or no one. That's just the truth. He's not going to take the commands back. He said, if she does, let her remain unmarried. He said, now, but to the rest speak I. Not to?
The Lord.
Not Yahshua. That's what he was saying. He said, but I'm here, but it's Messiah speaking now. He said, if a brother have a wife that is that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him put her not away. Don't put her away. Just stay with the woman. But what he was saying, I command you that you do not leave your husband. I command you to love one another. I command you to love one another. I believe what he said. I believe the scriptures. I believe that they are truth. And you can't take anything from that. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, we will see what the word says.
Amen.
Some of you all rose up because I said there were things in the King James. Now, you believe the King James, all right? No, I don't believe the King James. I believe the King of Kings.
Amen.
And you think that that's the only man he's ever dealt with? He's dealt with many men.
Amen.
He didn't even deal with King James.
Amen.
He was a pervert. That's what he was. You can say what you want to dress him up, but that's what he was. His whole kingdom was that way. And that's why he wanted to represent himself in a way, put his name on scripture, King James. That should be taken off. If there's anything, it's King Messiah, your way. Look what he says in 1 Corinthians 14, 34. He says, let the woman keep silent in the assembly, the tabernacle. For it is not permitted unto them to speak. But they are what? Commanded to be under obedience. Now look what he says. Now you've got to see this. It is commanded them to be under obedience. As also now saith the law. Say the law says that. He said not only does Messiah say that, but the law say that. If there has been such a wretched thing in the midst of any assembly, women moving out of their places, running their wicked, vile mouths, trying to instruct in doctrine and truth, they're going to pay for their sins. Can I tell you all something? Whether you love me or despise me, your way is not marked. Every man, what he soweth, he's going to reap what he sow. And that's the truth. They began to speak out of place. It's the command for them not to try to establish any kind of doctrine. It's not their place. Well, I don't believe that's his name, Yahweh. Shut your mouth, woman. That's what you should do. Shut your mouth. And if you're any kind of spiritual woman, you will inquire of him in quietness and perseverance. But no, they don't do that. They begin to run their mouths and talk. Yeshua also says command it. The law also says that. Shut your mouth, daughters. And that's just the truth. He means what he says. He goes on to say in 2 Thessalonians, look at this, chapter 3 and verse 6. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 6. He says, now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Master, Yahshua Messiah, that ye withdraw yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly. And not after the tradition which ye have what? Of who? Of us. We have taught you how to walk. And what men do today, they say, no, what he says is wrong. You walk after our tradition. And the scriptures say you withdraw yourself from them. You have learned the tradition how to walk, how you ought to carry yourself from that one of those that I have established and anointed to teach and to preach unto you those things of faith. That's why he anoints them with his truth and his word. That they may preach unto us, that faith may come, that it may rise in our souls. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of Yahweh. How can you hear unless you have a preacher? These wicked folks are not hearing today. In their whorehouses, in their politician, the political groups, they're not hearing what the Spirit says. They're hearing the spirit of man, but they're not hearing the spirit of Yahweh. He said, I command you. I command you. And what is that way they call himself a brother? You withdraw yourself from him. If they're walking in a way that is not conducive unto the growth of the Spirit, they have been warned, move away from him. Now we don't obey that command. Well, but that's my daddy. Now that's not what scripture says. He said, I command you. You withdraw yourself from him. Get a little quiet, but that's all right. Well, I'm going to press on down into the water, all right? I'm going to take you on down. I'm going to see whether you got truth in you, whether you love truth or not. This is what Messiah commanded us. Is not the New Testament, we believe, written on the blood of Messiah? Did he not establish that? All right then. He says in verse 7 of the same chapter, for yourselves know how ye ought to follow who? They follow everyone but the us. How to follow us. That's what these perverters do. They will have them following them. And Paul and Saul said, you follow us now. Timotheus, you know these men. You know how they've labored. You know what words they have spoken. You know the spirit of the truth that they have spoken unto you. And these perverters today with no word of truth in their hearts don't even know truth if it slapped them in the face. They have men following them because of kinsmanship, because of relationship, because they touch in those areas. It has nothing to do with the love of Yahweh. That I shall do. Thank you. So it has nothing to do based upon this. For yourself know how you ought to walk, how to follow us. For we have not behaved ourselves disorderly among you. We have not done things to bring a shame upon the work of the labor. We have not raped your daughters and became a pedophile. We have not stolen, lied, and cheated. We have not done those things. And yet you follow the perverters and the liars that even speak against the profound truth. He said, I command you all to separate yourselves from them. Now that's what Messiah commands us. Well, I don't believe that's for me. I know because you're not his. I will show you you're not his. Because if you don't do what he commands you to do, you don't even love him. And that is the truth. Well, you just don't know, preacher. Yes, I know you. And I know your spirit. It is not the heart of Messiah. The scriptures tells us in 1 John, 1 Johannes, chapter 2. I want to read. I'm still dealing with the command, the authoritative power of Messiah to instruct us in precepts, concepts that we obey. And you don't ask any questions. And so the things I've read, are they written in that book in your hand? And so you believe it's the truth then, huh? I don't even have to preach or say anything or add anything to it. It is spoken in that book. Is that not the truth? Is that not the truth? Is that not the truth? So if you disobey any of that, then you have no love of Yahweh in you. The scripture says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. He says, my little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, your sure Messiah, the righteous. And he is a propitiation for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. And he says in verse 3, and hereby we do know that we know him. If we what? Keep his commandments. Is that a plural on that commandments or commandment? If we keep his commandments. See, when you don't keep his commandments, you are a liar. Well, I will read. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his what? Say it loud. is a what? Is a what? And the what? Is what? Not in him, period. Point blank. Can't add anything, and you can't take anything. You can try to dress yourself up to make yourself feel good, but you are a fool if you do that. Teach me your commandments your way. Show me and instruct me what things I must do. So if a man say that he loves him, I love the Lord, you're a liar. Oh, I love Jesus. You don't even love him.
Glory.
One said that they love him and keep not his commandments. Well, he told us to love one another. I command you to love one another. He said, you're my friends if you do what I what? Command you. So if you don't do what he tells you, you're not his friend, are you? Are you? You're not his friend then. So I'm going to do what he tells me to do because I want to be his friend. I will show you what he has commanded me to do too. He said, but whosoever keepeth his words, in him verily the love of your way is perfected. Now that's why we don't have very much love. We speak against his words. We get angry. We try to find someone of a familiar spirit. That's not hard to find today. To kick against it and to fight against it. He said, hereby know we that we are in him, that his love is perfected in us. Amen. Well, how is his love perfected? We keep his commandments. Amen. We obey what he says. Yes. Messiah did not speak on his own accord, but he spoke on the accord of the Father. Amen. He was commanded. Amen. Now, do you believe that the commandment? Just a few simple scriptures. Amen. I've come out of the New Testament on all these scriptures, haven't I? Amen. I've not gone to the Torah. Right. I've not gone to the law. Amen. I've not gone to the prophets. Of the Psalms, everything I've read out of the New Testament. And this New Testament is established upon the blood of Messiah. Isn't it so? Isn't that so? So we ought to believe what he commands us to do. Ought we not believe that? Should we not relish in that? We should. Now we'll show you something. He commanded the apostles to do this. Now tell me if this is a lie too. It says in Matthew. Chapter 28 of Matthew. I want to read a few verses here. And tell me if this is the truth too. Matthew 28, verse 18. You know what it says. I'm going to read it. Yahshua came and he spake unto them saying, some power now. How much? How much? How much? All power. Do you hear that? All power is given unto me in where? Heaven and where? Do you hear that, my friends? In earth as well. In earth. Not only the earthly realm, but in the earthly body as well. He said, now I'll tell you something. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ruach. Look at this now. Teaching them to observe all things now. Did he say some things or all things? All things what? Whatsoever I have commanded you. Did he not tell them or command them in the verse before? Go baptize them in the name of the Father. Did he not command them to do that? You think Peter did something different? We don't know Yahweh. We don't know what his word says. Because we don't spend enough time with him, saints. And you need to spend time with the Father. No father will never know his children unless he spends time with them. No father can establish any relationship with a daughter or son or mother with a son or daughter unless there's proper time spent there. You can't be like beasts of the field. The cows just roam in the field. They're beasts. Their peace. So you can't establish no proper relationship unless there's time involved. He said, read that again. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, that has caused more division than anything. For men will not declare the Father's name. He must put us a name. He said, you go baptize them in the name of the Father, because I give you the authority to do that, and you will know you've been led, because the Ra'u, the Kedusha, will instruct you how to baptize. And he said, now, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. He had commanded them to go baptize. Did he not command them? And that commandment is relevant today as it was then. So we must find the Father's name. I command you, he said, to go baptize them in the name of the Father. What is his name? You must find the Father's name. Because when you find that name, you will know the Son's power and authority to give you that command to baptize them in that name. And the Holy Spirit will give you the instruction. You baptize them where? In water. Submerge them in water in the power and the authority of that name. Was that not a command? So if you say you love him and don't keep his commandments, what a matter of Yahweh commands you to do that because the word says it, and you don't obey that, then you have no love of Yahweh in your heart. Well, Pastor Roberts, I don't see it that way. I know you don't, because you don't know him. His sheep, they know his voice, and a stranger, they will not follow. Not at all. You can't sit here and say you're sons of Yahweh, daughters of Zion, and you're following this preaching and I'm preaching, and say you know him, I'm leading you wrong. He commanded them. He commanded them. He commanded them. He commanded them to baptize in the name of the Father. And the Father's name is not Jesus Christ or Christo. His name is Yahweh. It is Yahweh. That is the Father's name. So he commanded them to do that. Well, I do love him. Well, the scriptures say if you don't do what he says, keep his commandments, then you don't love him. He said, you're a liar. And the truth is not in you. Now that scripture, you can kick against that all you want to. You can flay with your feet kicked in the air. You can talk a talk that sounds good. It doesn't mean a nick is worth a rat's piss. And I say it like that. He said, I command, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Go ye therefore. Is that not a command? Did he not say to the man, he commanded the man to stand before him, and he received his sight? Did he not say that? He commanded them to go, to go. He told one to come, and he commanded others to go. You go to all nations, baptizing, submerging them in water, in the name of the Father. The authority of the Son grants that to you. And the Ra'u shall instruct you. Amen. You will know without a shadow of a doubt. Amen. He commanded them to do those things. Amen. And so what he commands us to do, he wants us to do it. And if we don't keep the commands of Yahweh, then we are liars. And we don't keep what Messiah said, we are liars. And there is no truth in us. None whatsoever. We can read it to twist it. It doesn't make any difference at all. I don't want to twist this truth. Amen. I don't want to do that. Hallelujah. I don't want to add or take anything from it. Well, you didn't preach this years ago. I know a lot of things I didn't preach years ago. We're coming to the climactic time of the end. And he's not going to allow to put this wine in new bottles. He's putting something new in our souls for it to be disturbed or to be destroyed. He's putting this in new bottles. All the old bottles, when they heard it, they burst. They burst the shunner. They lost the spirit. They lost life. Why? Because they despised it. This is new wine here, honey. This ain't that stuff you go down to the Nick of Diamond bar. This is the fresh stuff poured out of the kingdom. So he's putting it in new vessels, and vessels that are open and willing to receive it. All them old vessels, they burst. They said, I won't buy that. I won't receive that. The scripture tells us to buy truth and sell it not. They'll buy a lie. They will buy falsehood. They will buy folly, but they won't buy truth. It's still the truth. whether any of you all concur with it or not. Truth. Yea, Yahweh. Truth. He said, all the things I command you to do, tell them to do it. Whatsoever, all things. I can see if he said some of the things. But my, he said, all things whatsoever. Did he command them to do that in the verse before that? Who commanded them? Was that not Messiah? Yeah. Or that was the devil? That was Peter telling them that. Or that was Matthew. Come on, Luke commanded them. He said, I, whatsoever things I command you. He said, and lo, when you do it, lo, I am with you always. That's why he's not with this generation. He's not with you if you don't do what he commands you. That's why you don't sense the spirit of Yahweh. You sense your flesh, your corrupt ways. That's why you can't sense any movement. That's why you don't have no strength of his anointing, his joy or peace. That's why. I know your wicked flesh doesn't like it because you don't love him.
Amen.
We truly love him, even our flesh will say, yea, master. Yea. See, because you don't love him. Come on, you husbands and wives. You ever looked at your husband and you just say, boy, I love him. You may not even express it, but you know you love him.
Thank you,
he may look at you and say, boy, I sure love her. I do. And even you sense something in your natural body because you love him. And it makes you say something to him. I love you. I love you too. So when you love him, you'll say something to him. As the old folks will say, you'll say something to him. Not to him, but to him. You'll say something to him. You'll say something to him. Yea, Yahweh. In that name is the power of his father authority. That's in that name, not the name. It's not in Lord. In God. He wants to be known as the Father. You know, someone kind of becoming senile or losing the ability to think or to remember things. Old Brother Jeff says, Brother James, Daddy said, hi. Daddy, who are you, boy? I'm Jeff. What is your daddy's name? His name is Jeff Seymour. Oh, Jeff Seymour. So Papa says, hi. Well, who's the father you talking about? His name is Yahweh. Yahweh is my father. He brings you greetings and glad tidings tonight. That's what he brings you. Greetings and glad tidings. So you must do whatever I've commanded you. If you don't know what he commanded us to do, then he's not with you. He said, I'm with you and even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. So if you don't do what he commands you, he is not with you. I don't care what you say. Well, honey, I know I'm right. You're not right. You got to do what he said. He said, you go, apostles, and you go and you baptize them in the name of the Father. For I've come in that name. And I made known the name, so there will be no doubt. I give you authority. I know the Judaizers. That's all they're Judaizers. They're religious perverts. I know the Pharisees are going to speak against you. But don't let your heart fear that. I don't fear what man can do to me. I don't fear man. I don't. I don't fear them in a physical way, and there are men that will whip the fire to me. But I still don't fear them. I don't fear them in a spiritual way. I will honor the authority of men. I will do that. Amen. I won't dishonor a man of authority, and I'll know it too. When he speaks, I will humble myself. I will not butt heads with a man of authority. That's why this generation is going the way it is, because no one wants to submit unto authority. I told you what the young brother, when he called me on Sunday, what he said. He said there was an assembly there in Chicago, a large assembly. And they began a discussion on whether Adam and Eve had a navel now. And he said it was just a little simple discussion. And all of a sudden, there were those, it rose into a debate and a fervent, heated battle. That they separated and half of them went down the street. They established a whorehouse named the Naval Church of Jesus Christ. Don't you know how foolish this world is?
Amen.
And see, the man of Yahweh with authority, he says, shut your mouth. You're not going to discuss that foolishness. Do you have a navel? That's all that matters. Don't worry about it. See, he had no authority, so he didn't know which side to take. Well, big deacon says, well, Reverend Jim, you know, I believe he had a navel, but Deacon Smith says not. I don't rebuke them both. First of all, I wouldn't allow that. Don't you know that these unrighteous questions just lead more unto unrighteousness? That's why folks want to ask questions. Well, if that's the case, then what was his name? No, his name is just what he named himself, Yahweh. As a young man said to me, this young man, you must understand, he came out of an Amish community. He wrote me 6 months ago. He had begun to listen to me. He wanted to know no more about this name. And he said to me, Pastor Roberts, he said, if I went to the department store to buy a washing machine, I would not just say a washing machine. Isn't that amazing? I want a Maytag or a Whirlpool. I would have to give them a name. And so you go into this God house and say, God, where are you? What is my name? That's why the king of Babylon named Belshazzar, Belshazzar, because that was the name of the holy gods.
Yes. Amen. Glory.
That's why he named it that.
Amen.
Every last one of them were given a pagan name of the gods. And I searched the scriptures. All gods are made. He's always the mighty one. He's beyond a god. We'll know when we see him. Oh, our little carnal minds, these carnal preachers, they have not sought the truth.
No.
If there's anything in this hour, I want to know the truth. I want to set my heart before him. I don't care. I bless all of you. If every last one of you turn your hearts away from me, that's all right. That's all right. Paul wrote a letter that he told of the men Demas went back to the world. Alexander the coppersmith, that you may even know those men's names. He said, they forsook me. And so that's all right. I'm all right. All right? I really am. So he commanded them to go and baptize them in the name of the Father. You better find the Father's name. If you don't know it, you better find it. You better get on your face and find the Father's name. I'm here to tell you I know the Father's name. Well, his name is Yahweh. Hallelujah. I don't know doubt about it. It ain't pagan lords. It ain't God. It ain't Baal. It ain't Jesus, ain't Jesus Christ, Christ, y'all. Yohana, John, chapter 14, and verse 15. Now I just showed you what he said. He commanded them to baptize in the name of the Father. Now John 14 and verse 15. This is what he says to us. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Is that not written in red in your text? Is that written in red in your text? Can you all concur with that? Is it written in red in your text? If ye love me, keep my commandments. Keep my orders, my charge, my precepts. Is that not written there? Did he not give them a commandment to go to all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Spirit? Did he not say that? So if a man loves him, will he keep that commandment? He will keep that commandment. And I love him enough to keep that commandment. He that hath my commandments and keep them, he is he that what? He that keep my commandments. I'm sorry. In verse 21, I want to drop down. John 14, 21. Read that with me. 14, 21. Come on, everyone. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is he that what? Loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of who?
My Father.
Answer me, please, friends. Who is his Father then? Is it a Lord or God? Tell me his Father's name. The scriptures are so simple. He said, he that loveth me, then he is loved of who? My Father. And then I will what? I will love him. And will what? Who? He will manifest himself to him. That's what he said. He will manifest himself. So if you love him, you got to keep his commandment. If you don't love him, you won't keep his commandment. That's truth. And so he commanded them to baptize in the name of who? The Father. And so men have not known the Father's name because they fought against it. And now he's granted us in this last hour of the day to know the Father's name. I bless him for that. It's going to be a tremendous battle to hold on to that. Just like that young sister called me. She was looking for a certain kind of a congregation. She just called me. And yet she said, Pastor Roberts, I know you're telling me the truth. She said, I asked my pastor, what is the Father's name? This woman is just vexed in that whorehouse she's in. And she just picked up the directory and called us. She's just vexed. I said, well, we don't have service on Sunday. We keep the Shabbat. And y'all just gave me permission to talk to her for about a half an hour. She said, I asked my pastor, and she told me, I said, first of all, you're in the wrong place. Shouldn't be a she, it should be he. And she told me when I asked her one day, explain this to me, when Messiah said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. She said, what is the Father's name? She said, oh, his name is hallowed. She said, oh, okay then. She said, but I knew it wasn't the truth. No, that is what his name should be reverenced as. A pure name. It should be. Quickly, John 15, verse 10. Now, that's what he says now. He said, baptize them in the name of the Father. He says in verse 10, John 15, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in what? See, that's why you don't abide in his love. That's why you abide in hatred, strife, and wrath. He said, you shall abide in his love, even as I have kept who?
My Father's commandments.
And I what? You can't say you abide in his love, you don't keep his commandments. You're a liar. I don't care what you say. You can tell him all day long with your fleshly lips you love, but you don't know what love is. If a man doesn't keep his commandments, he doesn't abide in his love. Period. I close with this. Luke 17, verse 5. You want more faith? How many of y'all want more faith? Come on. Come on, raise your hand. If you want more faith, come on. Lift your hand up. Come on. You don't want more faith back there? Come on, Sister Lash. Want some more faith? Raise your hand. Come on. All right, get your hand up. All right. Put them down. All right? I will show you how to get more faith. Okay? What scripture says? Look what they says. Luke 17, verse 5. Luke 17, 5. Now, you're not dealing with a preacher that is coy. Or one that is an ignorant man. I'm ignorant, but I'm not ignorant of what he commands us. Luke 17, verse 5. And the apostle said unto Yahshua, increase our faith. Then look what he said. Now look at this parable here. We read, but we don't read, saints. They say, give us more faith. You want the faith increase? I'll show you right here. And Yahshua said, if ye had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you might. See, if you even had that, you might. That's what it says. You don't read right. The semantics are saying, you don't read. You just say, if you got faith of a grain of mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, move on over yonder. That's how we're taught things. But that's not what he says. He said, if ye have faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you might. See, even you got that, you might be able to muster up enough to say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. He said, but which of you, having a servant, plowing or feeding cattle? Now what he's doing now, he's telling you, you're my servants now. Right. If you plow to feed my cattle, look, listen to this, saints. Will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, go sit down to meat. And will not rather say unto him to see if he really loves you, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me. That's what the master's saying. Till I have eaten and drunk enough, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink. He said, I'll ask you a question, boys. Does he think that servant, because he did the things that were commanded him, you think he's going to say, good boy, little girl, a nice Pastor Roberts? He said, you think he's going to thank you because he did what was commanded? He said, I trow not. I think not. He said, it ain't going to happen that way. Look what he says in verse 10. So likewise, ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are what? Commanded you, say. This is what you ought to say. We are unprofitable servants. Why? We have done that which was our duty. You just done what's your duty to do. He told, he commanded you baptize in the name. So you haven't done anything spectacular. That's truth. You want some more faith, you just read that. If you have faith, if you have faith in the grand mustard seed, you might say, heal me, Father. You don't even pray like that because we don't even have that kind of faith. It's a sad state that we're in. And that's the truth. Our prayer should be, help me, Father. So we need the help. Reveal above all things thine truth. And I pray for the servant, your man of Yahweh, that he may preach the profoundness and the depths of the riches of your word, that my soul may be liberated. You're going to need that. You're not going to get it from mom and daddy. You're going to have a preacher. And that's the truth. May Yahweh give you strength. He caused your heart to be blessed. Cause your mind to be set upon things that are divine. Not divine, things that are heavenly. And things that direct our hearts toward Him. I believe that's what He wants us to do. Our hearts to be directed toward Him. I believe that. I believe that. He wants that saint above all things. And He is not a new thing. He's just doing the righteous thing in this hour. He's not pouring out His Spirit. He is not giving that which is righteous and pure unto the dogs. Because we call these preachers their dogs, their greedy dogs. They look after their own, they look to their own quarter for their own gain. They're looking for their own thing. Well, I'm looking for His thing. I want His thing to be manifested. That's all right. I'm going to preach until I die. May Yahweh bless you, Father. Look upon your house, I pray, in the name of Messiah. Touch every soul in Yahshua's mighty name. Bless you all. Be encouraged.